guys.
First off, before we start anything, I want to let y'all know I made mistakes, and I know I have a past, but right now it's about me moving forward and earning the trust of all these 32 teams out there, you know. And by saying that, I'm a competitor, and I know what I'm capable of doing, so I will be throwing tomorrow at the combine. It's great. I mean, because this is a game where you can't turn the ball over that much, and it's also a game where a short memory will give you a long time in the NFL, you know, and I'm always a positive guy, so I never view the negatives, and I never even think about negatives at all.
Why were they spending so much time on your shoulder
today? They didn't spend any time on my shoulder today. I had an MRI just like everyone else, you know. I've been playing football since I was 4 years old, and my shoulder has been fine.
You don't feel any discomfort at all?
Sir?
You're not feeling any discomfort at all?
No, sir. I got the same shoulder I done had the past 2 years at Florida State. My actions. You know, I got to do everything by my actions, and it's not time to explain about what I'm going to do. But when I do get to a city and to a team, you know, I plan on getting involved in the community, and, you know, and create an image, a positive image, and put everything else behind me.
When was that MRI done?
The MRI was done yesterday. I didn't see what he had to say, but my job as a quarterback is to be the face of a franchise, and any franchise that is, and I got to do that, you know, and my job is to win games and hopefully win Super Bowls, you know, and I know that that's a big responsibility. You know, this is a job up here, and whatever behind me is behind me, so it's a new face.
James, is your baseball career over?
Right now I'm just focusing on football. You know, I'm a quarterback. And this is actually the first time I've ever just had an offseason just to work on being a quarterback. I've been playing baseball. I mean, I was a pitcher. That might be why the shoulder thing. But, I mean, this is my first time having an offseason, you know, and I love it. I love just putting everything to football. You know, I'm a quarterback. This is what I do. Not much. You know, but what I do tell them is I have to earn your trust, you know, and I can't talk about the situations or anything like that in the past. But what I can do is prove to you and let you watch me grow into being the face of your franchise.
Alabama linebacker Trey Dupreez and Oregon linebacker Tony Washington, table six.
I believe everything that happens here is very important. You know, I don't look at any part as being, you know, more important because this is our first job interview. You know, of course I want to make a first impression because first impressions last a long time, but I also want to be about what I'm saying. You know, I'm a young man, but now I'm going to the next level to take a grown man's position, and that's important to me. You know, football is my passion. You know, I've been doing this since I was young. And I know the responsibilities that I have to take upon when I'm going to be the face of someone's franchise. You know, I'm not into no competition type of thing. You know, I'm out here to win games, you know, and be the face of someone's franchise. You know, this is not no competition just between me and Mariota, because one thing about me, I plan on winning the Super Bowl the next year, so it's going to be Jameis versus Peyton Manning's and Jameis versus Tom Brady's. You know, I want to be viewed like that. You know, this is after all this combine stuff, you're not going to hear no more about Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, but I want my name to stay relevant for the next 15 to 20 years of my career.
Aspects go of your game, which of those do you do well and which do you use to go out there and feel yourself?
Well, definitely. Compartmentalizing is all a form of confidence. You know, when you got confidence in yourself, you can go out there and do anything and still believe in yourself. And one thing about me, I'm always staying positive. So I'm a confident person. People may think that by that as arrogance, but I'm just out there confident because when my team look at me, they're going to see a smile on my face because I'm going to tell them, you know what we capable of doing, and we're not going to go down with no loss because all we want is a W, and that's the main thing. I can't speak on behalf of another player because I'm a different person. I'm Jameis Winston, and that's another guy. But what I came up here to say that I am here to gain the trust of all 32 teams.
Well, how can you convince them of that's not going to happen to you, that you're going to live up to what you're saying?
My actions. We'll see in a year. You know, you can't predict the future. I can't predict the future. But what I can do right now is do what I need to do to be the face of a franchise. Well, one thing that helped me realize about all my mistakes is getting a chance to be around the kids. You know, I went to read at this elementary in Tallahassee, and when I see how those kids look up to me, I feel bad about myself. You know, the hardest thing is just being real with yourself and just letting you know that you let somebody down. You know, I'm a family person, but when I look in little kids' eyes and I see, like, dang, that little kid may have seen something on TV that, you know, he could say anything he want to say about me. And then I got a 7-year-old brother at home that's looking up to me every single day. So right then I'm like, I can't disappoint that little man because that's my little brother. I'm his inspiration, you know. In a way, he living towards me. When I went home, he showed me my high school video, and he said, J-Boo, that's me. And it was me on the film, you know. So I got so many people to inspire, and I got so many little kids looking up to me, not only as a quarterback, but as a person. And I want to be that role model for them.
Jameis, what was it like working with Jim Harbaugh?
Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll, podium A.
What was it like working with Jim Harbaugh?
It was just critical to get some advice from a great coach like he is. And I had a fun time at Ann Arbor. Well, I had freedom to check and audible to run past situations, but I had a great coach now with Coach Fisher, and our quarterback's coach, Coach Sanders, was tremendous. So working with those guys and gaining their trust was very important to me, and I trusted them. You know, just at the next level, I'm going to trust my quarterback coach, my offensive coordinator. So that's one thing that I'm very open to doing is being able to call protections, and something that I'm very comfortable with doing because I have, you know, done this at Florida State.
Of course.
A lot of people thought I was fat, but, you know, I'm here. I'm proving everybody wrong. You know what I'm saying? I look good, and I know it. Well, it was a hard decision, especially losing to the Ducks, you know, because I hate to lose. But at the end of the day, it's about the family. You know, one thing else, I mean, it's four offensive linemen that I have at this combine. Nick O'Leary and Rashad Green. If you were playing quarterback at Florida State, what would you do? All right.
Do you believe your game and your skills as a transfer well to the NFL passing?
Of course, but the thing is, I don't even know how good I really am yet. Because like I said, this is the first offseason that I've had since I was 4 years old. I never, ever been in February talking to media, especially in playing quarterback. You know, this is the first time I ever played quarterback all year round. And I'm so happy. I'm happy to just be a quarterback right now.
Jameis, how important is it for you to be the number one pick, and is that your
intention? It's important to me because I know how hard I've worked, and it would be a privilege to get accepted by the Glazer family at Tampa. And I know that I have to gain their trust. I know I got to gain a lot of people's trust, but whatever happens, this is just my opportunity, and I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity because – This is what I dream of. You know, I dream of being a Hall of Famer one day. And like I said, I dream of being the face of someone's franchise.
Speaking of Tampa, you got an endorsement from Derrick Brooks. What did it mean for you to have that relationship?
I don't know about an endorsement from Mr. Brooks at all.
What's your relationship like with him?
Well, him being an ex-Seminole player. We have a great relationship, and he's been a quiet mentor to me, especially when he comes down the game. He loves the way that I handle the teammates, but he also loves the young man that I am, you know, so he always makes sure I keep being myself and not let distractions or anything else change the person that I really am.
Two more questions.
Well, you know, as a quarterback, you got to get better and better every single day. You know, so my main goal next year will be the turnover ratio. So next year I won't want to turn the ball over as much. But like I said, I'm going to have a tremendous offseason. This is my first year being a quarterback year-round, and I look forward to that challenge, and I look forward to being better. Well, I think it just would be a privilege to play in Tampa, just period, just with the Florida State fan base and everything I've been involved with in the state of Florida. And by Coach Smith speaking highly of me, that already lets me know if I'm a part of that program, I already have a trust factor in with him. And now all I have to do is accept his trust and gain his trust and help him out.
James, the last question.
I haven't. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Baylor linebacker Bryce Hager, table 6. Baylor linebacker Bryce Hager, table 6.